Good, we're recording. Joel chapter 1. Joel chapter 1. It's amazing how God has put this day together. Brother Justin preached on adoption. And Brother Daniel preached on thankfulness and subtlety. It's amazing how God... We never talked about what God gave us for our messages, and yet God just has brought them together. I love when that happens. Amen. You know, I was telling Brother Dustin, there was only one service that I can recall that I've been in Bible college where the music and the preaching went glove, and we're saying, oh, that's, wow, great. And that should be normal, you know, where God orchestrates the... It amazes me. We serve a great God.
Amen.
Joel chapter 1, and we're beginning here in verse number 1. It says, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, the locust eaten. Or hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up upon my land, strong without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth. For the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the name of the Lord. The priest, the Lord's ministers, mourn. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us here together. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just guide my lips, guide my words. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just continue to work as you have already today. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us breath. Be with us now. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It says in verse number 1, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. We don't know. Getting warm here. We don't know much about Joel except his father's name and where. What I've read, he was like a forerunner of a lot of the prophets, but God's word came to him. God's word came to him. Joel, is God talking to you on a regular basis? I mean, we see several times where that phrase, the word of the Lord, that came to such and such, Joel, Elisha, Elijah, Jonah, Hosea, the word of the Lord came. And where was his message directed to? It says, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. The old men. Now, we have some older men here in this here that have been around. You know, whether it's grew up lost, grew up saved, we're still growing old. But with being old comes wisdom, and so. he comes here, and he's talking to these men, saying, hey, listen up. Ye inhabitants of the land, listen up. He asked this question, hath this been in your days, or even the days of your fathers? What days? We read a little bit of that, the desolation of the land. God had to deal with sin. And yet, it says, tell your children of it. Let your children tell their children and their children another generation. If you look there, you have the old men, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and their great-great-grandchildren. That's five generations. Today, as we... That hit me, you know. They're telling their generations. But as we teach, and what are we teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? Are we teaching our children just something that was for them, for our grandparents, our great-grandparents? What are we teaching them? Are we teaching them standards? Not just standards. Why we believe what we believe. We see a falling away. Because, yes, okay, we have standards, right? The Bible. What, your kids come to you and say, why do we believe God's word? Are they like, my great-grandpa, he's the one who... That's why we believe in the King James Bible. Why we believe in God's word? Why do we have, when they come to us and say, why do we do this? And yet, I'll be honest with you. That is some of our philosophy is because it's been passed down to. Mm-hmm. It's been passed down to me. And yet, that's not a viable excuse.
Right.
You're on, but you are trying to say, hey, their God hasn't become my God yet.
Right.
Their God hasn't become my God. Five generations. This is what this is talking about. We can pass down rules and regulations to my children, to your children, to your great. You can. This is the way we do it. This is the way we do it. And you know what we see? Like I said, we see 18. They're running away. The children of Israel in Judges chapter 2 and verse number 10. It says there arose up another generation which knew not God. Knew not God. Oh man, they could sit in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could do the sacrifices in their sleep.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Uh-huh.
And that's all that they passed down.
Yeah.
Was rules.
Yes.
Was just rules. I'm not. God has His commandments. Yes.
Yep.
God has His commandments. His rules. But think about it. If I were to just have a rules with this young man right here and not a relationship, is that going to be good?
Mm-hmm.
Rules.
Yeah.
Rules. Rules.
Mm-hmm.
The world just acknowledged Halloween, so did the church. Because, hold on, I get funny looks. Okay, hold on, let me, listen. Why do we not celebrate Halloween? Why not? I was talking with Brother Dustin, there's nothing wrong with dressing up and getting candy. But why don't we celebrate? The Bible says, abstain from all appearance of evil.
Amen.
We have churches were having trunk and treats. Trunk and treats, okay? The world does that.
Yes.
As well. Oh, it's a safe place for... Really? When you're doing things the world? Look, when the world is over here, I don't want to be on the edge. See? Almost fell off.
Yeah, exactly.
That edge, I don't want to be as close to it as I'm going to toe the line. Just to give the kids a good time.
Yeah.
No, I want to say, hey, look, we don't celebrate that because that's works of the devil.
Yeah.
We don't celebrate that, no. The Bible says abstain.
Yes.
Leave it. I'm going to be way over here, away from it.
Yeah.
Away from it.
Yes.
Halleck said, but yet we want to give the kids a good time. We want to show them compromise.
Yeah.
The church is playing with a snake and don't even realize they've been bit.
Come on.
They've been playing with the snake and don't realize that they've been bit just because of a good time. Just because, hey, it's good. It's not a big deal. Hey, look, when we, growing up 30 years ago, okay, now I'm dating myself, okay? Listen, they had to check. They had a friend of mine. Here we go. They went on trick or treating, and they had to go to the police station to have it scanned to see what was in it. Like I said, I don't want my boys toeing the line. Let's see how close I can get. Do I want to be here?
No.
No. Generation after generation. I've grown up in my church my entire life. I have. But you know what? I'm thankful for this church.
Amen.
Because all my life, rules. Rules. Like I said, rules are good. But I've seen what rules do without the relationship.
Yep. Right.
God, he's telling these old men, listen, tell your children what sin does. Sin destroys.
Yep.
Don't toe the line. I'm not going to be right here. Don't toe the line. Get away from it, like Joseph running. Like I said, I don't. But how many times have you been in churches? Like I said, it's been rules. We're going to stick close to this. We're going to read our Bible because we have to. Because we have to. We have to read it for Bible college. We have to read it for something here. And not, look, you have to have God's commands with a relationship. God wants a relationship.
Right. Yeah.
In the Garden of Eden, yes, he gave them a command, don't eat.
Right.
But he also spent time with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. He spent time with them.
Yeah.
Wow. Why were you and I created? To spend time with God.
Yep. Amen.
You know, it does. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me that we think it's okay to play with evil.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'll say it again. The church has been playing with the snake and don't even realize they've been bitten.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
They don't. Fathers, we have been given a command to teach our children.
Yep.
Whether we grew up in a Christian home, whether we're first-generation Christians, God says, hey, you need to teach your children. And if we're teaching them, it's okay to be over here for just a little bit. It's okay to compromise. We've said it before. God's not up there trying to zap us every time we move out of line. Yet that's the way we portray God. Think about it. We focus on God's rules rather than the relationship.
Yeah.
We all have relationships in our lives. Boss, employee, spouse, children, father. But if it's all rule-based, strictly rule-based, how well is that going to go over? It's not. After that, we need to repent. Mm-hmm. Repent. Like I said, I'm not trying to just lambast churches, but at the same time, look, we're set apart. We're called out. So like I said, why are we playing in what we dabbled in before? The Bible says there, as the priest, the Lord's ministers mourn. Further down, it says, gird yourselves ye, and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land unto the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Repent of your sin. You say, I was never taught this. You're right. Just because I wasn't taught that, I was just taught rules. Or I wasn't taught. I was taught it was okay to go trick-or-treating. I was taught, it's okay to do this. Really? Is it? We see masses go when they hit 18, because they don't like the rules. They don't like the rules of that Papa put up. But where's that relationship?
Yeah.
If he leaves and we still have a good relationship, it's on him. I mean, I've been teaching him. He makes that decision. But how often do we just, we want perfect kids. So we set up rules. But you know what? Eventually, rules are, yes, they are there. But as they grow older, and they come out from underneath your house, how's that relationship going to be? As we grow older, how's our relationship with God? I'm thankful that this church has got pastors given us God's commands, but he also wants us, same coin, to have a relationship with God. It's good to read the Bible in a year, honestly, But if the relationship between you and God is just reading three chapters, and God, you're just getting something from God, and you have a stronger relationship with God, who cares if you read through the Bible in a year? What is better? To get a recognition of, oh, yes, I read my Bible in a year. Woohoo! Did you get anything out of it?
Uh-huh.
Every year growing up, I'll just be honest with you, I got discouraged. I got discouraged because at the end of the year, December, or January, depending on how things fell, who read their Bible in a year? Two people would stand up. Good job, boys, good job. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you walked with God? Or is it just a...
Yeah.
I want my relationship with God to be such that I want to obey God's commands.
Yes.
I want to. And yet, yes, I need to. I want that relationship, but it's me who moves from that relationship into sin and things like that. Get closer to God. Am I like this old man? Am I like this old man teaching my children relationship and commandments and rules? Or am I just teaching them rules? Or just a relationship? You need both.
Yeah.
As I was thinking, rules without relationship can breed rebellion. The opposite is true. A relationship without rules, rebellion. Mm-hmm. I can have a great relationship with my boys. No standard, if you will, for my boys. But then they don't. What good is that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I can have rules. Boys, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. Mm-hmm. You know? And yet, our churches are so that's all it is. A show. Stand up, sit down. I'm here, but I have no real... Preacher, give me what I can for the week. Give me what I can for the week.
Yeah.
And you don't personally cultivate the relationship with God. You don't. You're not in your Bible. The devil, you know what? The devil likes to distract you.
Yep.
He doesn't want you to have that relationship. He just wants the rules. You know, he just wants you. Oh, I did it, Brother Daniel. I did it. I was good. I'm good for the day. Good for the day. I did it. My accountability, right? That's not why I need to do it.
Right. Right.
That's not why I need to do it. Because I want to draw closer to God.
Good.
Are you playing with the snake? Are you playing with the snake? Are you over here? Oh, it's good. I'm playing with snakes. No big deal. You don't realize you've been bit. What are you telling your children? Are you growing up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Is that your end goal? For them to have a stronger relationship than what you have? Three generations. Is it going to be further on? I understand. They have to make the decision.
Yeah.
But am I doing my part to teach them?
Yeah.
Am I doing my part to teach them God's commands to have a relationship? Like I said, it bothers me. You know, the closer you get to God, the closer you get away from
toeing
the line. I mean, think about it. If I'm over here, toeing the line, in sin, or I'm just toeing the line, is God going to be with me? I'm half and half. No. Resist the devil, draw nigh to God, and he will flee from you. I know I messed up that verse, but think about it. What is better? Worldly popularity, a good time, candy, or is it this young man right here, lady, having a deeper walk with God?
Right. Yeah.
A deeper walk with God. Except this, he says, hey, tell your children what sin does. Tell your children God is willing, repent from your sin and come back to God. But how many generations is it going to be before it's just a thing of the past? Except we have all stages of generations in our church. First generation, third generation, second. I understand. We have to make our own choice. We have to make our own choices. But I don't want... Do we want our children just to go in the world because they're sick and tired of not being real? I mean, am I real to them? They see me day in and day out. I can put a show on for the rest of you. I'm not saying, but think about it. My wife, my boys see me in and out, inside and out. They know how I am. I want this a multi-generational family, but also a multi-generational church, where we're growing, where we're stronger than what we were when our grandparents were. We're stronger than what my parents were. Like I said, I didn't get it. Thick heart, thick head, but I didn't get it because I was just at one line. One line. Fathers, mothers, are we teaching our children to have a closer walk with Him? Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Lord, is my plea. Monthly walking, right?
No.
Daily.
Yeah.
Daily walking with Him, close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Said, are we going to do our part to teach our children that God, yes, has His commandments, but He also wants a relationship with us? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for just the messages, Lord, and how they've come together. I thank You, Lord, for using me. I pray, Lord, now that You would just be with us, invitation, Lord, and help us to draw closer to You in this invitation. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With our heads bowed and eyes closed, let us